Welcome.
What are you? Are you still vomiting up flies?
Yeah.
Still yeah, a little rusty.
Still a little rusty. I went high. Didn't get the bass behind that. It's okay. We're a little rusty. You know what else is rusty?
Who's we, bro?
Yeah, that's
Oh.
Yeah. Oh well, I was gonna say. You know who ain't rusty? That'd be Bill Snyder. No. The man filled with sand, winding himself up.
Yeah, he's the wizard. He's not the Tin Man.
No. I'm saying he's that dude filled with sand from Hellboy. God. Just unkillable. Oh,
that guy was a Nazi, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, works work, you know? When you've been alive, you've been alive as long as Bill Snyder has been, you know, it's just mistakes have been made, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Had to pay some bills.
Really, really didn't think the Cactus Bowl episode would be what got us sued. But
yeah, we're out here calling Bill Snyder a Nazi.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's a supernatural being filled with sand.
Uh-huh.
Who cranks himself to life.
Uh-huh.
And works with Rasputin to unleash the wonders of the underworld upon the living.
I see. Okay. Right. So the Nazi part is not real. The rest of Hellboy is real.
Yeah, I mean, he just needed a jacket. That's all. Needed a jacket.
Is Brian Kelly Hellboy?
You know how Bill Snyder is about jackets. No, Brian Kelly is not Hellboy because you know what? Hellboy's undefeated, and he's gone undefeated before. Brian Kelly, holler at me when that happens. All right. Cactus Bowl, Phoenix, Arizona. This is the twisted history of this bowl is. It's a fascinating tiny chapter in the fascinating tiny chapter of Arizona bowl games. Arizona, for a long time, historically in college football, they've just had to make their own stuff, right? They needed a conference. They made up their own conference, right? They needed a bowl game that Arizona could go to, that Arizona fans would and could attend. So they made up a couple of those as well. One of those, look, they got the Fiesta Bowl. Is this the Fiesta Bowl? Hell no. No. This is the Copper Bowl, basically. Which then became the Inside.com Bowl, which then became the Inside Bowl, which then became the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, probably their most robust name, if we're being honest. And then my favorite name, though not necessarily the most melodious, the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl.
The Motel 6 Cactus Bowl. You won't get rained on, probably.
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 They'll leave the light on for you because Arizona's scary when it gets dark.
It gets so dark.
This has one of the worst named pregame events. The Oasis Cactus Bowl pregame party, presented by Ménage à Trois.
Well then.
Now if you do your homework, which obviously I have, you will learn that Ménage à Trois is the name of a local winery, which, sure, you know what? Wine always has, like, you can name wine anything. You could be like, oh, serial murderer. Yeah, it's a lovely Syrah. And be like, yeah, okay, I guess that. Yeah, I'll take a bottle. Wine names do not have any sort of limits or anything.
Yeah, that's why Ryan and I have named our vineyard Dutch Elm Disease.
Hey, would you like a bottle of Lost Children? Oh my god. It's only $11? That's so cheap.
I don't know. I feel like this applies better to like craft beer.
No, craft beer needs like a weird name.
Yeah.
Craft beer needs to get way out there. Just be like, you know, that's like Santa's Demons or some shit like that. Craft beer has to sound like a metal band.
The overlay between wine, it just think of this. Can I name it after a boat that will later be repossessed in an SEC or Federal Trade Commission case?
Right.
That's it. So, like, you know, Devil's Double IPA Johnny's Crowbar Murder Ale, right?
That's,
you don't put that on a boat.
That's
right?
Craft beer. But, like, but like Sharon's Asshole.
See, it means that's me, the captain. That's what it means.
Yeah, I think wine, though, is Sharon's Asshole in French.
Sure. No, and Menage a Trois wine is fulfilling that. But like, if you are a Kansas State or UCLA fan going to this game, and you're not going with your significant other,
send us your name.
Do not go to the pregame party presented by Menage a Trois. It's not worth the explanation. That's not going to go well for you. It is especially disturbing because the image behind the link to this particular thing depicts two people and the Boise State mascot.
Yeah, see?
The Cactus Bowl is telling you to have sex with a horse mascot.
See, when Ryan said it won't go well for you, he meant it might go very well for you.
Horse sex is absolutely the name of a wine.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's our other vineyard. Menage au Cheval is the other vineyard we have. Yeah. Can I just also point this out, by the way, that I don't know what kind of a treat this is for UCLA. I just really don't, because I just want to, like, Kansas State ain't shit changed with them, right? Same coach, same system, same people. Everybody's like some sort of linebacker who dropped out of a college and had to go to JUCO for a while, or some tight end who became a quarterback, or a quarterback who became a tight end, right? Like, that's right.
It's a lot of guys who are like, I served in Desert Storm.
Yeah. Or you know what? I tried lacrosse first and that went great, but I wanted something else, you know? Or maybe somebody who was like, hey, when Circuit City closed down, you know, I rambled around for a decade or so. You know, just made some poor choices.
It's a team full of muscular John boys.
Exactly. I did CrossFit for 3 weeks, and somebody said, hey, you want to go out for a football team? And look, here I am, 42-year-old offensive guard. That's nothing's changed with Kansas State. You know what's changed with UCLA? Everything. This is where Josh Rosen ends his collegiate career, playing in the, like, goddamn, like, abundant, tough, thorny, succulent bowl, right?
Also the name of a wine.
In French. Yeah.
The Sud de Fiesta Bowl in terms of status, right? This is like the sub Fiesta Bowl. This is like the Fiesta Bowl's Fredo. This is the Fiesta Bowl's Donald Trump Jr. This is the Fiesta Bowl's tiny little mutant cousin who's along for the ride because, I don't know, He got in the car and we weren't looking.
That's the Fiesta Bowl for none of the Tostitos.
Yeah, for none. You don't get chips.
This is for the dust left in the bag.
It should be like Cactus Bowl, sponsored by Spirit Airlines. Fly us, because fuck you. But yeah, this is UCLA. I want to know what else has happened. Oh, did they lose their coach? Yeah, they lost their coach.
Well,
they didn't lose him.
Yeah, they know where he went.
That was a choice.
Okay.
See, I think there's the motivation for UCLA is, like, you don't have to be yelled at by Jim Mora. What fun.
Well, yeah, that. And this, their city's on fire. All right? Coach got fired. Bunch of coaches left. Oh, and their entire city just is ablaze. So what'll make you feel better about intense heat?
Fucking a horse.